It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
It really is one of those weekends where it was just chaos. I feel like we did so much between Owen's 13th birthday on Friday.
Yeah.
Which we went out for the Brazilian steakhouse. Hysterical.
Hysterical.
It was just those two acting like we're in a fancy restaurant. Because some people are dressed up and some people are wearing sweatpants.
Yeah.
When you go to a it's nice.
It really is. There's no dress code like that.
No, but it is. They do, you know, keep the water filled. I appreciate it.
They're
you know?
More attentive. Brazilian steakhouses are usually more attentive.
In that sense of the pricing, you know.
Yeah.
So we went out for dinner. That was a blast. The three of us had a great time. It was a fun little family dinner. It ended up being fun. And then we trick-or-treated on Saturday, me and only Hudson.
What?
Owen wanted to give out candy.
He stayed back.
And then by the time Hudson and I got back from trick-or-treating, Owen had written a note on the bucket and gone inside.
He said, yeah, I'm over it, dog.
Quit.
He said, no. Dude, I should have gone trick-or-treating.
I mean.
He said, take one piece, please.
That's what it said. And they were the little mini ones. I'm like, Owen.
You could have said two.
Isn't that funny?
This is why he said resourceful. Take one, because you know people going to take two anyway.
So trick-or-treating at Owen's 13th birthday, and visiting you last night for the Bucks game, but I didn't want to take any of your thunder away.
You just said all the things that we did this weekend. What do you mean? I got nothing to say now. I don't want to take none of your thunder. I saw my mom, who was also at the game.
The end.
No. We trick-or-treated on Saturday. No, we trick-or-treated on Saturday,
too, G. How was Bayview's trick-or-treating?
It was deep. It was deep. Yeah, so family ended up coming up. Mm-hmm. So nieces was up.
Oh. It
made the experience way more fun.
You guys, going trick-or-treating with a group is everything.
It was one of my first times doing that. Our first time doing it as kind of like a family in Bayview.
Yeah.
We hit the block. I mean, we went around, met listeners. It was fun.
I wasn't
expecting any of it, and it was a wonderful experience.
You're living my life. Like, we're evolving. Like, now I'm evolving to where my kids are done, and I'm going to start going to, like, adult Halloween parties. And you're hitting the part that I'm
the
exiting
childhood stage.
Where me and all the people in the neighborhood ride together and have a great time.
God.
Like, I was kind of sad that's over for me now, because I was watching the new people, the new little kid people in the neighborhood as we were evolving out, and I was like, it's over. It's over.
Just look ahead, because y'all going to have more fun. And we looking ahead to y'all, too, going, man, we can't wait till we get there.
Enjoy it now.
We will. No, we will.
So trick-or-treating was fun.
We did. Sammy was obviously the Hulk, and I ended up pulling out a costume out of nowhere last second.
What was it?
I was, and this is a niche market costume.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the kids that in the neighborhood didn't understand.
What?
I was 2001 Allen Iverson getting his hair braided mid-game at the finals by his mom. Yeah. I had the jersey on and everything. I got the pictures to prove it.
That's a hell of a costume, DZ.
I had the braid down on one side, the fro up on the other. I had the basketball and the AI jersey on. I was crossing people up. Bro, you know how many ankles I broke in the street? I was like, get these
half-braided
hair. Get these handles.
Do you want to see what my last-minute costume was since my neighbor said she refused to go with me unless I dressed up?
What?
I don't know. You're not on Facebook, so that's what I did. Zoom in if you need to. I was Damien from Mean Girls.
She doesn't even go here.
I took a hood. Just go on Facebook and you can see it. I put it on my Facebook. She doesn't even go here.
That's funny,
dog. My neighbor said, I will not go unless you dress up.
Well,
I said, noted.
Now I got to post my picture of my costume.
See?
I'm
going
to put it on my Instagram.
What's wrong with you? You shut up.
You should have told me. You should have told me. What? I don't remember these things. I just take the pictures.
We could post it on Thursday, too.
You know what? I might wait to actual Halloween.
It's not actually Halloween.
I'll post it on my story now, though.
That would be nice. 414-533-1037. I want to know what everybody did this weekend. I'm excited to hear about it, seriously. So we'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Okay, so what did you do this weekend? I celebrated Owen's 13th birthday and went trick-or-treating. You went trick-or-treating as well.
Worked. Mm-hmm. Bucks game, saw
Bucks
my mom's.
Bucks game. Came and saw you at 3rd Street Market Hall last night, which was fun.
It was lit.
And I want to start this morning with Lori, OG Lori.
OG?
Because I have a funny story to tell you on the air about her weekend.
Okay.
But she doesn't even know I have.
Okay. OG.
Laurie.
Good morning.
Wepa.
Good morning. How was your birthday on Friday?
My birthday was great, other than I started an hour earlier, but kind of had to.
Well, Lori, I have
to start at 6 a.m., so I had to be at your place at 4.
Oh, Lori, she came by on Friday. This is why I love our listeners. She came by on Friday, and she dropped off a cake for Owen. It was her birthday twin, and Owen. It was also her birthday, and she still left all these things for Owen.
So nice,
It was so thoughtful, Lori.
Such a nice person, Lori.
And he was so happy. You started his day off right. And I just want you to know, Lori, she had even put birthday candles that said 13 on his cake.
Yeah, dog, she did her thing.
She did it. And so, Lori, this is the funny story I had to tell you. When we opened the cake and we tried to light it, we couldn't find a lighter anywhere. And DZ and I tore up the place, and then he finally went and found one. But you ready for this?
What?
I should have opened the bag Lori gave us because...
No.
You ready for this?
No, don't show it to me.
Lori gave
don't
us
show it to me.
A lighter. Lori thought of
she
everything,
thought of
and I didn't see it in the bag.
I'm a mom, too. And actually, I'm a grandma now, so,
She gave us a lighter.
She gave us a lighter.
And we scrambled forever.
It was in the bag the whole
napkin.
The whole
everything.
Time.
I had it all, sweetie.
It was all here the whole time, Lori.
Oh, Mama Bear. Oh, gee. I can't believe we just should have known. That's our fault.
I felt so stupid, Lori, when I finally opened the bag and realized you had literally given us the lighter.
Yeah, that's our fault. We should have known that just she thought of everything and put everything
in
the bag.
Morons.
That's when
all right. Because you know what? I'll be honest. I'm a smoker, and I know you guys aren't. So I have a million lighters in my house.
She gave us one of the shorts.
She's like, this one will do.
Here, now, y'all can have this
Here's
one.
Here's the old one. Well, Lori, what did you do this weekend besides hook us up with
After I paid an early morning visit to you guys for Owen, I came and worked my whole shift.
Then
my lovely son had my cousin, because she's a professional cake maker.
Mm-hmm.
She made my favorite birthday cake, which is peanut butter cup and chocolate.
Mm. Yum.
And my
Don't
son
tell Aaron.
Took us out to Lazo's Tacos downtown.
Yep.
Amazing. Oh, so good. And then he took us to the Admiral game.
You had a good,
That's
good,
a whole weekend
good
right there.
Weekend. That was
yeah,
a fun
it
birthday.
It
kind
of makes up for the fact that I got a house full of candy, but no trick-or-treaters.
Oh,
I lived in my house 5 years. I bought my house 5 years ago over here by Timmerman, and I have not had one trick-or-treater come to my house.
Hmm.
And I got kids that live on my block and across the street,
we
but they don't trick-or-treat
that.
Because the airport, you know?
Oh, the sound.
So,
oh,
they
that's...
go. They come to my neighborhood or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, they dip.
Or they're in Bayview with DZ, one or the other?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, Lori,
everywhere but around the airport.
Well, I'm sorry you didn't get trick-or-treaters. But thanks for being an awesome mom who remembered we needed a lighter to light the candles on the birthday.
And you can come out by us next year and give out candy, Lori.
Anytime, girl.
All right. That sounds great to me.
Aw. Bye, Lori. Glad you had a good
you
birthday.
You guys have a good day.
You too.
Love to all you.
Lay you back. Bye.
She was so thoughtful. Everyone that brought stuff by for Owen and made him feel so special. Everyone did.
You know you absolutely are a mother, grandmother, OG of all G's when you remember the lighter for the birthday candles because you're like, they're going to need one.
When I saw that in the bag this weekend, I screamed. I went, DZ's going to die when I tell him we had a lighter
the whole time.
And didn't see it.
Only the OGs.
Sean is in West Bend, our boy.
Sean?
Mm-hmm. Hi, Sean.
Howdy.
How was your, I don't know if it's Halloween weekend for everybody. Some are doing it next weekend.
Some are doing it today.
That's so
There's
really.
A lot of
Big
Halloween in this weekend.
Ah. Yes. Was that you, Sean?
Yeah, we did trunk or treat at the kids' school on Friday, then had a Halloween party right after that.
Dang, y'all stacked it up the same day? Yeesh.
Woo-wee. Yeah, I don't pick it. I just go. I show up where I'm told.
He said, I just wear the Mr. Potato Head costume because I'm a father and a husband, baby.
Yep.
I'm straight Giannis out here.
Yep. Well, trunk or treat, Halloween, and baby's on the way. Sean
Boy.
And Wes Ben's having a time.
Yeah, that man is busy. Yep. I know that's right.
All right, Sean. Well, thanks for calling in.
Yeah,
you too, man. Peace. Love, man.
Kelly in Sussex says, I went to a fancy party that was so over the top, they had actors hired to walk around in scary costumes following you.
Where were you at?
Ooh, I know.
What?
That's crazy. Ashley's in Caledonia. Let's talk to her next. Hi, Ashley.
Hello.
What Morning. Did you do this weekend?
Halloween things?
We went trick-or-treat in Bloomsbury yesterday, and just like you're talking about, we had like the trailer and the ATVs and all that fun stuff, all the kids hopping on and off.
What? Wait, what was yesterday?
Trick-or-treating.
Oh, yesterday was trick-or-treating.
But on the ATVs?
You guys went around on
like a trailer and all the kids could hop on, and then, you know, the dads were driving like the trailers and stuff.
I would have paid to see that, bro.
That
that's genius.
Country-ish right
I
there,
love
boy.
That. No, I love that. Tell me you wouldn't if you could.
I would.
I would.
I wouldn't get off ever either. I'd be like, somebody go get me candy.
Pull me up.
I'll wait here.
Sammy would be like, pull me up to the door, please.
Yeah.
Vroom, vroom.
Oh, it was nice. All of moms had the cups with the drinks in it, you know, sitting on there waiting for the kids
girl.
To come back.
No, keeping the warm cocoa, you know.
Are you a mom if it's not filled with something warm inside?
Little some, little sangria, sham, little some.
I'm a year and a half year old. Don't worry. We're running around that block. We met you last week. She was Cookie Monster, and then I was a cookie, and my husband was the milk
at trunk or treat.
I met you guys. Yeah, I
that's
met
what
you.
She said.
I'm glad you guys had a good time. It was nice to meet you. I totally remember you guys. Aww. Well, and now you called in. That's what I like to see.
There we
Thanks
go.
For calling, Ashley.
Of course. Have a good day.
We'll
you
talk
too.
To you later.
Bye.
I totally remember them. That's awesome.
Dope.
They
she
were at the
was
trunk or treat I was
cookie
at.
Cookie Monster and milk.
Last but not least, it's our boy Ryan in Calabama.
Well, you can tell everybody.
Good morning, good morning.
Did
morning,
you
morning,
guys
man.
Trick or treat to four
first
houses?
Off, then, first off,
oh, geez.
You didn't even introduce Ashley right, because she ain't from Caledonia. She's from Calabama, so that don't exist.
You're the only one from Calabama, man.
Yeah.
I got plenty of citizens in my town over here.
Citizens.
They just don't know how to introduce their town yet.
You're
we got to work on
he's
that.
He's like this appointed the citizens
unincorporated,
police.
Unincorporated mayor over here.
Exactly. I'm the trustee, the board, the president, you got it.
Ryan's
they come to
everything.
Me.
And 50 other jobs, too, man.
Did you guys have Halloween this weekend?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
We did. We did. And out here in Alabama, we don't really go trick-or-treating because we'd be having to ride our horse and buggy to the next-door neighbors, and that would take a while.
Right.
Exactly.
So what do y'all
do? We jumped ship and went to Oak Creek.
Cheaters.
Went a little bit trick-or-treating.
That was last
yeah,
night.
Yeah, I'm a cheater. I'm a cheat 100% on that.
I'm going where the candy is.
I know what full-size candy bars are. I'm playing that game.
Oak
that part.
Creek.
That part. So,
and you can get a house for a good, nice, decent-sized house in Oak Creek.
They got land out there. They got land to spare.
I missed is one of our sub towns in Calabama out here, Crestview area. They had their trick or treating this week, and my buddy told me about it. And I got invited to this one, and I decided to go to Oak Creek instead. But next year, we're going to this one. They had shots, they had candy bars, they had the legitimate setup.
Well, drop the location.
That's what everybody should have at their trick or treat neighborhood, in my opinion.
He was saying 150 houses, every house had some type of treat for an adult.
Well, I don't want to be drunk. I mean, I don't want to be that drunk. Nah,
yeah.
150, I'll
no,
be dead.
He went home with it. He brought it home.
You bring your own bag.
Nice.
You know what? Hey, are you down to close off R Street and Bayview next year and
yeah.
do like a block party?
Absolutely.
I'm trying to do that.
I'm in. I love
Let's
it.
Let's do it.
Say less.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, so what is the problem today?
Give this guy a name.
I'm going to name him Steve.
Steve actually works, surprisingly. All right, Steve.
Our coworker, Steve.
Our coworker, Steve.
Sparky, Steve.
Oh, duh. I was like, we work with a Steve?
Steven, if I'm mad at him.
Never called that man Steve in my life.
Never in my life either, but go on.
This isn't the same Steve, but a different Steve inspired by our boy. Mm-hmm. Steve wrote in and says, Allie and DZ, work is getting weird, and I think it's my fault.
Well, then what's the problem?
Lay it on us.
You said it's your fault. Problem Steve. Solved.
Yeah, right. Well, then we're done. Thank you. Bye.
What's the story?
Says, I'm a 24-year-old guy working in a place with primarily women. All my colleagues are older ladies, 35, 40 and up. Honestly, I get along with all of them really well.
They're like moms.
Often joining in on conversations and jokes. Naturally trying to fit in with my coworkers to form a bond, right? Now, I feel like things are getting weird.
Mm.
Some of the jokes they make reference to are about me and my physique. I do work out often. And no, I'm toned. I also know the girls in the office do check me out and will make comments, but it's starting to seem excessive. Now, I know I need to set boundaries, but feel like it's too late because I've played into it for so long. I realize it's my fault, but have no idea how to approach this, especially because being the only guy, I don't want to make anyone feel uncomfortable about this. Mm-hmm. What would you do? Mm. Steve.
Okay, so if this was flipped.
Steve.
If this was flipped.
If this was flipped.
Forget
dog.
It.
Fired.
Lawsuit.
What?
I mean, you could never treat a young female like this with all old dudes.
Yeah.
Okay, so there is absolutely a double standard.
Yeah, I do agree to that.
Without a doubt.
I do agree to that.
And I think we should stand to it. However, even men sometimes screw this up for themselves when I'll bring it up. Like if I'll bring up that like a woman was the abuser in a situation, like a teacher abusing, and they'll be like, well, it's a
minimize
woman.
It. But you minimize it.
And
yeah.
I'm like, no. It's still abuse, whether an adult female or an adult male abuses a kid. You know
but
what I'm saying?
It's a woman.
My teacher was hot. No, it's not even funny. Yeah. Like it's just as bad when it happens to a woman as it is when it happens to a guy.
Facts.
But our society has tried to make it so it's not, so men just have to be flattered when old ladies hit on them. Now it's funny when old ladies hit on you, isn't it?
That's kind of what's happening, ain't
but
it?
But if old men are hitting on me,
I'm sorry,
like,
but 35, 40 and up is old? Well, hey, hold on, Steve.
Okay, fine.
Hold on.
Not old, but old enough
older.
That you're not interested.
Sure.
Okay.
I can see that. I can receive that.
It's your aunt, not, it should be your aunt.
It's your titi saying, dang, your butt looks cute.
Shouldn't she be the maternal vibe at work, not the flirty vibe?
Mm.
Does that make any sense?
Think of the, and I'm almost, yeah. I know why he's not saying where he works, right? Mm-hmm. Probably just because it'd be too easy to figure out, right? Mm-hmm. We'd be out there fighting Steve ASAP. But in what scenario, like, he kind of had the chance already to say something. And that's when it's on us, whether you're a man or a woman, to say when something sounds and feels out of pocket, to say it, right? And he didn't.
Not at work, though.
Not
at work.
Not wanting to, quote unquote, ruffle feathers is something that happens time and time again.
Yeah.
Now he's a part of the joke. Mm-hmm. You can't ha-ha the whole time and then all of a sudden say, hey, it's no longer funny.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you set that boundary? I kind of agree with him and say that ship has sailed.
Yeah. You think that he can't say, I think he can. I don't think you have to say anything. I think, because this is where the laws get, it gets weird with sexual harassment, is people can harass you and you can just do nothing but report it.
Yeah.
And you don't have to confront it because you don't have to put up with that at work. Granted, he doesn't feel harassed, it sounds like, to that point.
No, I don't think so. That's where I'm going.
He wants him to, like, just chill out? Or?
See, but you made me feel some type of way, bro.
Why?
And I ain't even gonna hold you. You made me feel some type of way because I'm ready to minimize and go, like, what are you talking about, bro? You got ladies in the office saying you cute or you work out. But all right, you handsome. Good for you. Oh, I'm handsome. I don't want people telling me I'm cute. Bruh.
Maybe that's all it is. If they're not making a move, if they're just being, ha ha, cutie.
In a world where most men get called creepy and weird for trying to even say hello to a female, it is refreshing to have a guy go, man, I got too many girls making comments about me at work. I feel like I got to cover up. You got a cute butt, dog. Own it. What do you want me to say? Own it, sexy cheeks.
From the Nicolay Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. I agree with you, unless it makes him uncomfortable. You know what I mean? If it's not that serious, okay, ladies, just shut it down.
He did say it's starting to seem excessive. Mm-hmm. And he says he knows he needed to set boundaries, but it's too late. late because he played into it for this long.
It's never too late to set a boundary. This could be another argument, honestly. Is it
fair?
Is it too late sometimes? Have you let it go too far?
I don't think it's enough. He's not being approached, groped, or touched, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's a whole nother scenario.
Sure, you're right.
I think he's being, and I hate to say it like this, but sensitive.
I'm not trying to take the fun out of the problem. No. Kind of did with that, but you know what I mean.
But you're 100% accurate in what you're saying, and I don't mm-hmm. think it has to be all fun. Like, this is serious. This is actually serious. Mm-hmm. For real. But I would love to give him some help, but I think he's just kind of feeling himself right now and like, man, I'm 24 and cute. All these older ladies are hollering at me, man, and it's starting to make me feel weird. All right, well, wait when you're 35 and not as cute.
Somebody said, own it, sexy cheeks. DZ, that cracked me up.
Please do.
They said, DZ, I'm dying right now. Somebody else texted in.
Y'all got better advice than me today. I'm going to tell Buddy to just own it, man. Wear looser pants. I don't know.
414-533-1037. So he's 24. And the women at work who are a little bit older, late 30s, 40s, are making
dirty jokes.
And he thought it was funny. And now it's becoming annoying.
Mm-mm.
Fair enough.
Yep.
What should he do? We're going to talk to you next.
Problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Scarlett texted in. She said, hi, I think that he should play it cool, but he should try to hint that this is a bit too much to handle.
Oh, me like, okay, keep ha-ha, key-keying, but been like, all right, guys, stop it now for real.
Yep.
Be playful with how you set the boundary.
Kayla in West Bend said, is he single? Just wondering if that changes the dynamic. I think honesty is key, and just be straightforward about it being uncomfortable. Okay.
I would assume he's single.
Well.
Otherwise, this is awkward to entertain if you got a significant other. That should have been shut down, personally.
Edder's in West Allis. Did I say that right? Let's pull him up. Hi, Edder. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
Edder.
Morning.
What up? He had something to say about...
Buenos días, parce.
Buenos días, parce. ¿Tres qué?
Buenos días.
Oh, snap.
What about me?
You too,
I'm sorry. Buenos días, Ali.
Buenos días. Wepa. Edder, tell DZ what had you laughing this morning.
Oh, that sexy cheek comment was crazy.
It's wicked. Crazy, it's wicked work, bro. Hey, I told him to own it, though. Am I wrong? Tell me.
Yeah, no. You're right.
Thank you, Poppy.
If you have it, floss it. If you don't, then don't.
Oh, then don't. Okay. If you got it, do your thing. Nobody's mad at you ever for it.
Yeah, especially right now. Especially if you're in your 20s, own it. Like, because once you hit 30s and up, you gonna miss it.
They're not gonna hit on you,
ladies. We start to sag too. You feel me? Y'all worried about y'all. We worried about us. Listen, he's got it in his 20s. Do your thing, Poppy. Thank you, Edder.
Do your thing, bro.
Like, what?
Bust that stuff, man. Let them old ladies get some of you, bro.
Edder, like I said, if you got it, flaunt his sexy cheeks.
You know what?
Don't be called. Sexy cheeks, I own that, sexy cheeks.
What? Who are you calling old, by the way? You know what, Edder?
Edder said, oops. Wait. No, I'm talking about them, not you. Them. I got you, Papa.
Edder, you're funny,
bro. Do you even got advice or you just came to laugh?
It's fine. He just came to laugh.
He said, do it. No, his advice was go ahead, own it.
It is.
Really
own
it.
I like it. Edder, call back again. You were fun. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Later, man. Peace. He's
bye.
Good.
He was good. Next up, our girl, Saucy.
Ooh.
You call 5 days in a row, you get your own theme song on this show. I'm different, I'm different. Maybe Edder's next, but maybe. Saucy's got hers.
It's Saucy.
Hey there. Hey, my friend.
Morning, Sauce.
Hey.
Morning.
What do you think he should do? Because technically, he doesn't have to put up with this at work.
No.
Not trying to take the fun out of it.
Not.
But you know what I mean.
And Edder had us laughing. Yeah. Edder had us laughing.
That was funny. Because he was like, you're in your 20s. These women aren't going to be hitting on you forever. Enjoy it. Which is fair.
No, I'm
but
just
he's
kidding.
Uncomfortable.
If he feels really uncomfortable, he should just open his mouth and say something. Mm. But seriously, though, enjoy it while you can.
Yeah. If they're not, like crossing over past it.
If he feels like it's excessive, isn't that crossed over now? Mm. Even though they're not, right?
I work in a man's job. Mm-hmm. So I get the same thing being a woman on the job.
With all dudes.
You know?
Right.
And you have no one to blame but yourself because you didn't open your mouth in the first place. But then if you eventually open your mouth, maybe you and your own mind is just turning it into something a little little bit further than what it is. They're just scooping around. It's just
it's
fun.
Hard.
Sometimes when you give people the open door, they take a mile.
Run through it.
Yes.
Exactly.
Rather than show up a certain way, that is very true right there.
But
so
I also
you have nobody to blame but yourself.
No. Let's not victim blame, though, because if someone's
Steve's blaming himself
you, it's
already.
Not on you. It's on them at the end of the day. But
true.
I do agree you have to say something because nobody knows, you know?
Right. And you've already allowed it to go as far as it has gone, so you're the only one who can stop it.
Wow.
And I get it. It's uncomfortable to open your mouth and say, hey, I'm backpedaling now. Now I'm to the point where I'm a little bit uncomfortable.
I hear what she's saying. Mm-hmm.
Or
it
you
is
just
hard.
Ask them for their number. And
just Saucy.
Rip.
My gosh. Goodbye.
Saucy, get out of here. Bye, Saucy.
But
love, Saucy.
All right. Autumn and Waukesha texted in, said, if you're uncomfortable, it's never too late to set a boundary.
Yeah.
If the roles were reversed and a female wrote in that men kept saying things, everyone.
We wouldn't be laughing.
Wouldn't be laughing. That's exactly right.
That's fair.
Haley said, maybe find the person that he's closest with in the office and start there. Let them know that you're starting to feel uncomfortable with it.
Ooh.
Go to someone close to them.
Let them spread it. See, but they're all closer with each other, bro. If you're the young buck and you're on 24 in the office or wherever you at, man, this is so tough.
Who wrote in and said Steve should walk the red carpet? Knock it off.
Put Steve in tight yoga pants. Ow!
Oh, my God.
I cannot with y'all, bro.
And then somebody else texted in and said he's going to have to say something at least to someone or he'll end up like me, dodging the maintenance guy at work.
This man is getting catcalled.
Yikes.
Dirty jokes, and he's not comfortable.
Well,
I
last
get it.
But not least, Danielle's in Butler. She's on day four.
Day four?
Mm-hmm.
Dang, gonna get a song? All right, what would Danielle
do?
Morning.
All right, what do you think?
If he doesn't just roll with it or give out his number, like Saucy said, then he should start deflecting it in a jokingly way.
Yeah. So you think just like start to ha-ha and then say, hey, but for real. Like the text.
I mean, if
said.
They say something, be like, in your dreams, mama dearest. Like, something. Or if they
Snapchat.
Say something about like, ooh, look how buff you are. Be like, yeah, hit up the gym and you can look like this too.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
No. She's saying throw shade. Oh, I thought she was saying be nice about it. She's saying be petty funny.
Deflect it in a joking way. But yeah, throw shade.
Throw shade.
You guys are funny.
Yeah.
It's not like reported. Do the things. It's
just,
like, no, screw them.
And then if they don't like that, then watch what you're saying to him.
And
you
then,
know what I mean?
Well,
it's what comes around goes around.
Keep walking and clap them cheeks. You guys are awful, dude.
Allie.
Yeah.
Could
you imagine Steve?
Stop!
Round of applause.
He's 24, and these people are 35, and he's calling them old. I mean, really, that's 9 years.
He's already throwing shade.
You're right.
Danielle. Say less.
Get over yourself, my guy. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Who's trick-or-treating today?
Too many people are trick-or-treating
what?
Still.
Are we? Can we be done with this already?
What are you talking about? The 31st ain't even here yet. The actual Hallows Eve ain't here yet.
This is what happens when you go out like the weekend before, right? So last weekend, we trick-or-treated this past weekend.
Everybody, basically.
On Saturday.
Except for half of everybody.
And then Sunday, I had friends that like in Oak Creek, they were trick-or-treating on Sunday.
Yep.
And then my boys don't go till Thursday.
Because that's the actual 31st, depending on where you're at.
At their dad's house, they're going to be trick-or-treating on Thursday. And I'm like, you know, once I get it out of my system, I move on with my life.
Okay. Once you're done, you're done.
I'm done. Like, I don't even think there should be any parties next weekend. It's November. Yeah, I know. There are parties.
Oh, you about to be mad at what I got to say to you then, dog.
Oh, here we go.
Well, for starters, as far as I know, there's only one city that's trick-or-treating today. Today on a random. It says Fox Point.
Okay.
But they
random.
Also trick-or-treated yesterday. So they might double up. They might be doubling up 27th and 28th, the Sunday, Monday kind of thing.
Well, Justin Timberlake was supposed to be tonight, and that got postponed, so maybe more people
it's wanted, a makeup.
It's a makeup.
So since we're not seeing Justin Timberlake, we're going to trick-or-treat again, y'all. Go get more candy.
Why not? our plans got ruined.
But then plenty of people actually don't go until, you know, Thursday the 31st, like the Burlingtons, like, the Brookfield, the Sheboygans.
The Sussex or Menominee Falls, whatever city it is.
The Waukeshas, literally. The Menominee Falls, for real. They go on the 31st.
But I remember one year it snowed on Halloween. It was like a Tuesday or Wednesday, and I remember when we had all done it the weekend before, and then it snowed and my kids got screwed.
I'm out
going trick-or-treating because we were all done. I was like, well, shouldn't have waited till Halloween.
Look at you now.
Because the parents who love doing it on Halloween, what's wrong with you? Ooh. Nobody wants to come home from work and have to deal with trick-or-treating after a full day of work. Ugh.
Well, then, Allie, you're not going to be happy with the town of Norway.
Oh, no.
They don't trick-or-treat till November 2nd.
Huh?
Yeah, I'll read it again. The town of Norway, including the Wind Lake area, doesn't trick-or-treat till November 2nd.
I was going to say, are you sure you're not looking at the country and they just got it mixed up?
I ain't no Norway trick-or-treated. No, the town of Norway over by Wind Lake. They said they're not trick-or-treating until November 2nd.
Well, look at you trying to take a stand with your 7,000 people. I was had to look it up and see how many people live there. I'm 700? Like, hold on.
It's a tiny little town trying to be all antagonistic.
You want to pull up? Waiting till November to trick or treat.
I'm down. You trying to pull up?
No.
You ain't trying to make it pop?
No, because I'm going to be thinking about Thanksgiving by then.
At that rate, you're not wrong, fam. You are not wrong.
I mean, you might as well put it on Election Day at this point. That's where you're going. I mean, at that rate.
You think they're trying to butter you up so that you go vote?
No.
They said, come get some free candy, trick or treat November 2nd. Hey, while y'all are here, crazy.
Are you
early voting. The polls.
That's how it all works out.
We figured you out, Norway. Y'all ain't slick.
Well, whatever you're trick-or-treating, whoever you are, if you're doing it Thursday or today or next weekend, you weirdos, have fun and be safe. That's
facts.
All I got to say.
Big facts.
But it's sailed for me. After Thursday, I'm not talking to you about Halloween anymore.
We
don't even bring it up to me.
We didn't even hand out all of our candy, so we're done trick-or-treating. Mm-hmm. We got candy to spare.
Without a doubt. Okay, we're going to play a song and then do Am I the Jerk? And then we have tickets to hang out with Macaulay Culkin after a showing of Home Alone in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
So there's a lot happening on this show, but Am I the Jerk coming up next.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, she wants to know if she's the jerk for kicking her mom out of her wedding after she showed up uninvited.
Huh? Wait.
Exactly. Oh,
no, already got too many layers for me. Back it up, back it up, back it up.
Allie and DZ, I'm 28. I've been estranged from my mom for almost 4 years now. I cut contact with her after finding out she stole thousands of dollars from me after stealing my social security number. Yeah, that's next level.
Okay, I'm listening.
Yep, she said, for these reasons, I decided not to invite her to my wedding. My destination wedding, she wrote. So last week, about an hour before the ceremony, my maid of honor let me know that my mom had shown up uninvited, which means she flew across the country to crash my wedding.
Who told her? Who dropped the location?
So she says, I spoke with her privately. I told my mom if she doesn't leave, I'm going to make a scene and embarrass her in front of her entire family. Because think about this, the entire family's there.
Yeah, but that's bogus too, though.
She says she cried and gaslit me, but inevitably left. After the ceremony, several family members confronted me and told me I'm in the wrong and I should have just let her stay because she wants to see her first daughter get married.
Yeah.
Now, I know this wasn't the reason, that it was just a power move to reinsert herself into my life.
On a day where you're like, she can't kick me out. Mm-hmm. It's her wedding day. I'm her mother.
And now her side of the family's been blowing me up, telling me I'm wrong and my husband and I need to apologize for kicking my mom out of my destination wedding. Am I the jerk?
I don't know about all that. I don't know about the apology part, but...
So her mom flies across the country, estranged, shows up at the wedding with her and all the other families there.
Everybody's there. Everybody else is invited, basically, right?
And she says, get out.
You ain't welcome.
You weren't invited. She wasn't invited to begin with.
Really, though.
And she's not the jerk. You steal money from me like that, my own mom?
And your identity?
As heartbreaking as it is, I'd be like, get out.
Listen.
You gotta go. You're gonna ruin my day.
I've had some personal experience with, you know, family using your name, image, and likeness, if you will.
And
I'm not a fan of it, but I also haven't necessarily cut these family members off, right? It's your parents at that, too.
It is weird when someone that, like, my sister lived with one of her best friends. They were roommates for years in their 20s. And a cousin of her roommates came in and stole her credit cards.
Everything.
And so how embarrassing for her friend and roommate.
I mean,
that the cousin had done it.
Talk about
it
washing a relationship.
And so it's awkward. But it's not like the cousin is never going to be around ever again. They had to deal with it. But I'm saying, like, what do you do
then
when somebody steals from you like that? Because you're like, well, I can't. can't have them around.
That's such a weird duality,
it's
bro.
It's a family member. It gets so awkward.
All I know is, listen, it's your wedding day's today, and I'm going to let you kick me out, but we going to throw hands tomorrow.
You think so?
As a parent?
Mm.
Man, okay. They've been estranged for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing in this world that tells me that this is irreplaceable, that this is unrepairable. Your parents are your parents. It's not going to change. Sometimes your parents suck. I get that.
That's true.
On such a monumentous day, though, it was already tarnished that she was there. Was it going to hurt you more to let her be there, or is it going to hurt you more that you had to kick her out and you're going to constantly think of that memory now for the rest of your life as your wedding
day? It sounds like she had no regrets kicking her out, but everyone's mad at her.
That's what it sounds like, she doesn't care. That's what's making me focus on it is the fact that the family's like, bro, she was already here. Might as well feel bad. I feel bad.
But she's going, well, she didn't steal from you. What do I care if you feel bad?
We don't know that. Maybe she has, though. You really think that's this is the first time mom is stealing from somebody?
I think people that do stuff like this steal from everybody and they're con. You just have to know them and watch them closely because will try to pull one on you. But the problem is most people trust and they don't pick up on your own family stealing from you.
You got to be ready to smack that hand on the people that you know you can't trust. If you got a kleptomaniac uncle.
Well, she did. She slapped the hand and now you're saying she did the wrong thing. And I'm like, no, she's setting the boundaries of you stole from me. You stole my identity. Get the hell out. You weren't invited to my wedding. I don't care if you're my mom. You cause more problems than happiness.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's my thought.
I just don't want to agree with you, Allie. I'll say it plainly. I don't want to agree with you.
Because you're fighting for the family side, and I get it. You're saying family's family. You got to figure it out, even if they suck.
I think they could have had a conversation. Mm-hmm. Do I think she's wrong for kicking her up out the wedding and going, like, you genuinely weren't invited?
Mm-hmm.
No, but I don't think she gave it even a chance to...
They were on the other side of the country. You might as well try.
She was there. At least have a talk. She doesn't have to be there, but she already is.
Think about people that do destination weddings sometimes are to get away from people.
Ooh.
And so you do it, and you think, oh, my mom,
they're not gonna make it.
This will be great. Then it won't be awkward. My mom's not invited. And then she comes anyway.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And then they do make it. It's worse when you think you're not going to have them there and you invite them still and they pull up.
Ugh.
Mom wasn't even invited and she pulled up. But it's your mother. It's your mother. It's your mother. She birthed you. I'm sorry. She birthed you. You have an eternal connection to the woman that bore you. I hate to say it, but
she stole from you.
Ooh, you owed her something.
414. The hospital bill?
You owed her.
533-1037. Is she a jerk for kicking her mom out of her wedding?
Yikes.
And she wasn't even invited and she just showed up. Ooh, we got a lot of texts and the phones are lighting up. All right, we'll talk to you next.
I think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I apologize in advance. Twice today, we've lost people on the phones. I don't know. It's not us.
It's not us.
We're not hanging up on you.
Promise. We promise we're not hanging up on you.
I think our phones get so overwhelmed, which is not a bad problem to have, but it is a bad problem to have that it drops people. So I'm sorry.
We only hang up on Ebony and Tony. For real.
On purpose.
Everybody else that gets hung up on is 100% an accident.
Exactly. We are doing Am I the Jerk? We didn't even give her a name.
She should remain nameless.
She kicked her mom out of her wedding after her mom flew across the country to her destination wedding and showed up. She was not invited, and she's estranged after stealing. Her mom stole a ton of money from her, including her social security number.
That's rough, though.
Chad's in Sheboygan. We'll start with him this morning. Hi, Chad.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Talk to us.
What do you think?
So I am saying not the jerk.
Yikes.
I'm with you. She kicked the mom out. She stole money.
Yeah.
She was not invited to the wedding. Why is she there?
Is that your reason?
Yeah, is that why?
Exactly. Well, not only that, but that's also going to teach her, like, hey, like, I did wrong to my daughter in the past, but because I'm the mom, I can continue to do wrong behavior because there's no repercussions.
And I'm just going to show up, and she's going to be forced to let me in because the whole family's here, and they're going to pressure her, too.
That was power move-ish.
And I'm the mom, so I have the power over you.
And I'm going to continue to try to fling it on you your whole life.
And I'm over here like a goofy going, yeah, you're the mom. Yep, mama bear, gotta follow mom. Oh, man, now I feel dumb.
You don't own me.
You don't own
exactly.
me.
Nope.
Chad, why'd you have to come in with so much logic right away, man? Now I want to hang up on you.
Nope, you can't though. And I didn't even hire him.
Wow.
He just had a good point.
Really good point. Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, Chad. Well, thank you for calling.
You guys have a good one.
You too, man. Peace.
So he said not the jerk. We have tons of texts coming in. Katie's in Cambridge though first. Let's go to her. Hi, Katie.
Good morning.
Hi.
good morning.
Good morning. What do we think? Is she the jerk for kicking her mom out of her wedding?
Yes.
I'm also going to agree and say not the jerk.
Same reasons?
Yeah. Same reason, yes. I kind of had a similar situation as well. Like, my mom did not want to go with me to do all, like, the events before the wedding. Didn't want to go with me to try on my dress and all that stuff.
Really?
But then the day of the wedding, wanted to tell me exactly what to do for my wedding.
So she totally wanted to be a part of it.
My photographer had to kind of kick her out of it. So kind of the same thing, you know, like, this is her day, not your day. So
I hear that.
I give her props for kicking her mom out because it's her day. It's her special time, though.
And low key, in your situation, Katie, like, it's like you didn't want to be a part of the actual memories and things that I wanted you to be a part of, those amazing moments. But day of, you want to look real good for the camera, don't
all
you?
For the
showing out.
Right.
Showing out.
And not just for the camera, for the family
for the
and everyone else. Whereas this girl sitting there going, like you, Katie, saying she didn't come try on my dress with me, she didn't come to my bridal shower, but now she flies across the country and shows up at the wedding
so
that she doesn't look like a bad mom. But guess what? We already know she's a bad mom.
Bad mom. It doesn't matter.
So screw it. It's all for show. You're right. Oh, I hate those people.
It is the show now. I mean, and she pulled up because she goes, all right, you want to make a show? I'm going to make a show. But did the anonymous daughter, the person that wrote in, did they not say she told her mother, I'm going to make a show too? How far did the apple fall? Are they more similar than she wants to admit?
Oh, she didn't steal anyone's money. You leave her alone, dude. You're being a jerk now, DZ.
No, I'm just trying to antagonize. You ain't wrong.
Katie, I'm not letting him go there.
No, I agree. No, absolutely not. She's definitely a jerk.
DZ,
Okay. I'm backing up.
Goodbye, DZ. I'm hanging up on DZ.
No, bye, Katie.
Oh, sorry. I was hanging up on the wrong
Have
person.
Have a
good day. Talk to you later, Katie. Bye.
I hung up on you, not her.
Forget you.
All right. Now, Betty in Waukesha texted in. She said, I'm triggered. I want to know whose money mom used to get there, not the jerk.
Hey, yo, that's a point, though. Whose money if...
Madeline texted in and said, absolutely not the jerk. Her day, her choice. The fact that it was destination just cements it.
Yikes.
Mm-hmm. And then Jennifer and Brown Deer texted in and said, not the jerk. She broke that eternal bond by doing something to hurt her child. Don't show up where you know you aren't wanted. Mom should have stayed. Bleep out. TF out.
Okay. I'm just thinking in my head, are you going to let it affect you that much? Mm-hmm. Why are you letting it affect you that much even? Mm-hmm. But I respect everybody saying they say.
Sydney's in Milwaukee. Let's see if she's going to be brave and go a different way. Hi,
Morning, Sydney. Nope. Broom in hand. Sweep.
We couldn't even talk. Nope.
I'm triggered. I'm sorry.
Go on.
My sister did the same thing to me. I cut her off for years. And
go on.
I don't care if it's sister, mom, brother. Don't care.
Don't matter.
If they're going to mess with you and your livelihood, I mean, it affected me trying to get a house for my children.
Because of the credit.
Stolen.
Yes.
They steal
I didn't even go there.
They ruin your life.
I'm thinking about money, not credit, not name, not
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, you know, that affected our relationship. It affected everything.
Yep.
So if you have to cut them off and do those things to show them that that was something serious, then that's what you got to do.
Okay.
So
well,
if
Sydney,
that's what she needed to do to teach her mom a lesson on how serious that was.
She's pointing out the seriousness of stealing money from someone and how it can affect you for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. And she said it estranged her because this happened to her with her sister. Now, are you and your sister on talking terms or closer now? You said it 4 years.
Nope.
Is that still happening?
No, because she's not a different person.
Yeah, exactly.
She's still showing that she's the same person, even though, you know, she'll post on Facebook, I'm a different person. She's still the same person.
Okay, that was my only question has anything changed?
Hate those people that are like, look at all my growth. And then you know them in real life and you're like, you still suck.
It's for show.
You still are the same person. So you keep showing. So I keep you at arm's length.
Yep.
So, I talk to you, but it's not the same. It's not the same.
Yeah. We're cordial. We ain't close.
Yeah.
I respect it.
Right. Yeah,
okay,
and
Sydney.
It was all your fault.
Mic drop. I'm glad that you went last
Also, I wanted to say thank you to you guys because I won the Usher tickets back in February, and we're going tomorrow with my cousin.
Whereabouts?
Yeah, love that. I love that for you. Love that for your cousin. Love that for us. Let's
Girl,
go.
Girl, I knew that Usher was this week in Chicago. I didn't remember what day it was, but I hope you guys have fun.
Better report back.
We are going to have a great time. We're actually leaving this afternoon, yes. And we got an Airbnb with a hot tub and all this great stuff.
Oh, so you definitely better report back. Matter of fact, call us tomorrow from the B&B.
No.
We need live feed. What, no. Allie? Oh, Allie's
drop the location.
Allie's on the way out. Okay.
And I'll see you there.
And Allie's gone.
We will.
Allie's coming with y'all.
I'm already gone.
All right.
We appreciate you, Sydney.
All right, Sydney, have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. Oh, they better enjoy. I know they're gonna have a time.
Yeah, they will. Especially with Usher. Ooh-wee.
We ain't even planned that, dog. That's just the universe letting you know we got it like that.
I love it. So overall, not the jerk.
Not the jerk. Sweep, sweep.
Should we get into how you can find us now?
I do think we might as well lay it on the people because this is kind of dope. I'm excited, and you're so good for this.
I'm excited. Well, we're both good for this. You want to name it the Kiss Suggestion Box, comment box. You can name it whatever you want because we have a new feature, and I know it's hard to get through on the phones. You can always text us. We try to read all your texts to the best of our ability, but there's a new way to find us.
Mm-hmm.
If those don't work, if you go on the Audacy app.
Audacy.
It's a free app. You just download the free app because everything on your phone is an app now. I hate to break it to you.
It really is.
When people go, I don't want another app. Everything's an app.
Bite it,
welcome
bro.
Welcome to it.
Hate to break it to you.
You download the free Audacy app, and this is wild. We haven't even talked about this, and we've already got people who found this on our app. When you go to listen live on Kiss FM, which is awesome because we're giving away $5,000 to a listener every day who's listening on the Audacy app for 1 hour.
Fall into 5K.
5,000 a day to somebody. There's now a new feature right on the app. In fact, let me open up the Audacy app. I'll do it with everyone. You open it up, and when you get to Kiss FM's page where you listen live,
you go click.
There's a feature that says, because let me just search up. So I'll search up 103.7 Kiss FM on the app. Let me walk through it with you guys.
Even though you should have us favorited so we come up immediately, but
but if you don't, you find 103.7 Kiss FM on the Audacy app after you search it up, right? You click on Kiss FM. There we are.
Bloop.
And right next to the Listen Live button
page. What is that, Allie?
It says, send a voice message.
Ooh, what does that mean?
That means you can directly leave us messages as vulgar or as inappropriate as you want, and we're going to get them.
Is that what that means?
No, it does not. But it means it's the one place I could listen to your voicemail with bad words in it, and it's okay. Because we can now play these as well.
Bruh.
So it's like a suggestion box where people can, I almost want people to use it and leave us messages to say things like, hey, can you guys talk about this today? Or, hey, I'm mad at you for this.
I was caller 29 and y'all took caller 30.
You hung up on me.
We will take whatever. It is the Kiss suggestion box. Now, this is not the request line for y'all. Can you guys play the new Jack Harlow? Nah.
You can, but I'm not going to play that on the air.
That's not what that's for. We want actual, genuine engagement. Well, we want y'all to talk to us, man. We want to be a part of the group chat.
And I didn't realize some of our listeners who listen on the Audacy app have already found this feature because Lori and Timmerman, one of our regulars, already left us. This was on Friday. She left us a message. Listen to this.
Good morning, Allie. It's OG Lori at Timmerman.
Oh, forget me.
Just want to let you know I left a little something for Owen at the front door of the station. Hope he has a great birthday for my birthday twin. Have a good day.
She just left a message like that. She just knew.
And it took me a second. I'm like, wait, Lori already figured out the feature on our app and left us a message.
We hadn't even told anybody we dropped that like that. That is lit. She's real for that, bro. Hey,
We have more in there. I'm going to let people go on the app right now and leave us messages.
She really thought of it all. She even thought of the fact that she could leave us a message to make sure we got the stuff she left for us.
Mm-hmm.
OG.
Who's Maggie? Maggie left us a message at 6:47 a.m. on the 24th.
Oh, my goodness.
Must be about a topic.
The best Halloween candy is Almond Joy or Mounds. The worst one is those popcorn balls or pretzels.
She called in on the. She just left a message on the topic at the moment, and now we know they're there.
You know what it probably was? She couldn't get on air, so she went on the app and
left
us
the message. challenge.
She already figured out what it is.
Okay, so if you're just tuning in, this is our favorite new feature. It's the Kiss FM comment suggestion box, and it's on our app. It's a brand new feature. From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. If you go on the app and you click on right there, if you search for Kiss FM, 103.7 Kiss FM, go to the page on the Odyssey app, and right where it says next to listen live, it says send a voice message. Crazy.
I think it's so lit. Honestly,
I'm scared to see what people are going to send us right now.
I'm scared in a good way, though.
In a good way.
In a very good way.
Because I do think this would be a great new feature on the show where we could address them every day if we get good ones, or if people have topics they want us to address, or anything.
If something happens and you're like, dog, Allie and DZ should know about this ASAP. It's as easy as calling. And actually, it's quite frankly easier than calling because it's more direct. We're going to get these. You're not always going to be able to get in on the line. Mm-hmm. You're always going to be able to leave us a message.
Exactly.
The message board does not fill up. And if it does, we will empty it and make sure you can always leave us a message. Put that on my mama.
Now, that being said, you can always call too. The phones and the texts are always open as well at 414-533-1037. But this, it may be
game changer.
My new favorite feature. Somebody texted in and said, is it just the microphone next to the live button?
Yes.
If it doesn't say, it should say send a voice message with a microphone, but if you just, yes, that is it.
Maybe if your phone's more updated than others, it might just let you start recording off rip. But yeah, you find that little microphone next to the play button, that's how you leave it.
They said we should call the feature Kiss This.
Hold on now. Hey, call the line and leave the message with that suggestion. That's what that's for.
All right. If you go on the Odyssey app, AUDACY, totally free, go leave us a voice message. I'm scared.
Oh, Lord.
We'll see where this goes. Good luck. This is a game changer for us and our listeners.
Told you.
A game changer, man.
I swear.
The Kiss FM comment suggestion box. I have never been more in love with this because you can't get a hold of us half the time. You guys complain. It's hard to get through and it's hard to, but you can text us or call.
But even the text sometimes come in all wonky, and then we got to try to decipher the hieroglyphics.
And can we just call it what it is? Some people like to call in, and some people don't.
Yep.
And that's okay.
Yeah, it is.
There's a new feature on our app where you can send us a voice message, and this is going to change our lives because we will play these every day if you guys leave us messages. If you get on the free Odyssey app, AUDACY, search up 103.7 Kiss FM. You go to our page, and you right next to where it says Listen Live, click Send a voice message on that microphone and send us a message. We're already getting them. You want to hear some?
You can say whatever you want. Of course I want to hear some.
It looks like this came from Jessica. Let's play this one first.
As my little man would say, happy Monday. This is Jessica in Waupun. Just wanted to say this is probably the best feature ever because we have struggled so hard trying to get in every time we want to try and win tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Glad to hear. Look forward to hearing from you guys more.
Oh, we look forward to hearing from y'all more, Jessica and your little man.
Yeah, look at this. Look at Nancy here.
What Nancy say?
Hey, Allie and DC. Wepa.
Wepa.
My name is Nancy, and I have been listening. Oh, wait, from Grafton. And I have been listening to you guys for my whole law school career. So
hey.
About a year and a half now. You guys are literally what have been getting me through in the mornings when I don't want to drive my 30, 40-minute commute to downtown Milwaukee.
She's a baddie.
Love you
Nancy,
guys.
We love you back, Nancy.
Nancy with the law degree on the way.
Hey, Nancy, drop the law degree. You know what I'm saying? Drop the location. We need you in our pocket. We ain't got a lawyer in the books yet.
This is the coolest feature ever. I love this that people can send us messages.
I'm not trying to get too ahead of myself.
What?
Just imagine it like this.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy said she was Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
Say you want to be anonymous and maybe drop us a what would DZ do or an am I the jerk?
You could do that and then we won't play it.
We could even change the voice on it. Listen,
this is genius, actually. If you have, this is genius.
My production brain is going crazy right now with the fact.
If you have an Am I the Jerk, you're right. Or a What Would DZ Do? Or any kind of problem.
You just want to talk.
Just say, I'd like to be in the Kissmas Protection Program, and we will then change your voice if we play it on the air so nobody will know it's you.
We could do that easily
now. Or you could say, I don't even want that, just read mine.
Right.
And
really?
we will respect it. But
we'll transcribe it and read it.
This is amazing.
Do you know how many just
gonna change
avenues?
My life.
This has just changed all of our lives.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not even trying to gas this up, y'all, but this is a really dope feature. For real, for real.
You just get on the Odyssey app, which is also, like I said, for listening for an hour, you're entered to win $5,000. We're giving away $5,000 a day for listening on the app, which you're already listening. So
right.
You might as well just listen on the app.
Some people might argue that it's a better way to listen because you kind of get more for the same thing you're doing. doing.
Plug it into your car if you're in the car and you listen on your Alexa. Just say play 103.7 Kiss FM.
Yeah. We're not trying to tell y'all how to live. We're just saying.
But go to the app and right next to the listen live to Kiss FM, you'll see the send a voice message and we will get those. Us. Me and DZ.
We personally. Yeah. Not somebody random checking this one. No, us.
Nobody else has the login to this. I just want you guys to know, like, nobody. So if you're vulgar, DZ and I can handle it. Don't worry. We might delete you, but trust me.
We don't want anybody else to have the login for y'all safety.
Because we're dirty.
That part. Join the club.
Can you imagine the feedback we're going to get on Dumpster Fire? It's going to be disgusting.
Oh, my Lord. This just evolved the show in a way that I can't even fathom yet, bro.
If you guys send good stuff, we will do it daily. If you don't, once a week. It's up to you guys.
You press record. You are consenting to be on air if we want to play that. You know that.
Kiss FM suggestion box. Leave your voice message now on the Odyssey app. Lord, help us. Keep them coming. These messages you're leaving us on the Odyssey app are amazing. You can now leave a message for DZ and I. When you go into the Odyssey app, which is a free app, and you can listen to Kiss, because the radio's free, duh. So you can listen to Kiss FM. You search up 103.7 Kiss FM on our app, and then right there next to Listen Live, there's a microphone that says send a voice message. Those come directly to DZ and I. You can be as nice or vulgar as you want, because we're the ones who get them.
We receive it. And what's cool is you don't even got to stop listening, bro. You literally just record the commercial or record while we're like in commercial or something, or even during a song, send it to us and go back to listening like nothing even happened.
Yeah. And if you're vulgar, it's fine. It's never going to get played on the air, but you know what I'm saying.
Give me some time to edit. Who says we don't play it on the air?
You're right. Send us. We have questions coming in, so we're going to start doing these daily if we get enough.
If y'all can't hear it in our voice, these voicemails, these voice messages and notes y'all are leaving us are giving us life.
On the Odyssey app, right next to the Listen Live on the Kiss FM page, you will see send a voice message. That's how you can find it. It's a direct line to DZ and I, finally. All you people that say you can't get in.
All y'all that's finally. Like, can we get your numbers? No. Mm-hmm. Y'all can leave us a message on the Odyssey app, though.
Sure can. So, DZ, I wanted to talk to you about the weekend and how did you notice last night that did you notice last night when we came to visit you at Third Street Market Hall
when I was at work
when you were working the Bucks were playing last night
and they had a watch party which is why y'all came to Third Street because we had the Bucks watch party
and you're one of the entertainment hosts so when they're out of town sometimes they have you at local establishments for a watch party
and this is newer to start this season off so early so we didn't do this until last year about playoffs so the watch parties were new to me last season being my first year as an in-game host.
But they're fun because you guys give away Bucks tickets, I think, at halftime. It's really neat, actually.
It's a production for the game when we're not producing in the game at Pfizer Forum. It's going out in the environment, still being a part of the community, giving things out, giveaways, trivia, fun, free. It's
Did
all good.
You notice, though, that
what?
I know we've talked about it a lot, how I'm transitioning into Owen and Hudson. Like, Owen turned 13 on Friday. Hudson turned 11 last month.
Yeah.
You have, Danny's going to be 1 on November 13th.
Crazy.
And then Sammy's 3 now.
Crazy.
So we've almost switched lives where now I'm going into this teenage phase where they don't need me. They can be left home alone. Only one wanted to go trick-or-treating.
You could pop out by yourself and know they're completely okay at home or wherever they're at.
I go work out almost every night for an hour or two. And they go, bye.
Bye.
I'm telling
you. You still here?
They're like, see ya.
We thought you been gone. Dang.
Mom, why are you still here? 100%.
It's like that.
Well, and they do that because they come down to eat food out of the pantry when I'm gone. And
then
they go, oh, you're. And same thing. When I pull in the garage, I hear the footsteps run up the stairs. And I'm like, oh, they've been stealing food again. Yep. Here we go.
They've been snacking.
Just eat it. They're teenagers. Who cares?
Like, you ain't going to see that it's missing anyway. Come
Trust
on.
Trust me. I know.
I remember the days.
So it was weird, though, because I brought Owen and Hudson out last night.
And thanks for bringing them, man. I appreciate y'all coming to support. Like, don't want to distract, but appreciate y'all coming to support. It means a lot to me.
I hadn't seen the boys. I hadn't seen Aaron. No offense to you.
I know, and I'm not the important part, but it was cool to see y'all with my fam, too.
You were. And your mom and your sister were there. And so we were sitting down having dinner at Third Street Market Hall watching the Bucks game last night. You were off working, and I was talking to Aaron. And I looked over at one point. Did you notice Owen and Hudson were sitting off at a different table, like, on their phones?
Oh, they didn't want to be nowhere near you.
It was so depressing. Like, I was sad because I was like, hang out with Sammy and Danny. Even they were in that weird. Did you see that?
It isn't
did
even.
Did you notice it?
I f-
feel like it was just the overwhelming environment
made
of like,
sad.
There's too much stimulation around. So they were like, we're going to sit here and just relax.
They did say, we've never been here. This place is really cool, but there's a lot happening. Like, it's a Third Street Market Hall is great. I love it for kids because it's so stimulating. Like, there's stuff everywhere.
Did you show them the video game section?
No. Oh, hell no. Okay. On purpose.
I was going to say, because I'm going to put them on next time since I knew you probably didn't show it to them on purpose. And that's why they were sitting next to us the whole time, because otherwise they would have been in the back corner playing the video games.
But I wanted them to hang out with Sammy and Danny and give your damn wife a break. And they weren't. They were just on their phones doing teenage stuff. And I thought, oh, our lives are transitioning, DZ. This is making me sad.
You know what's funny?
The kids are, my boys are off in teenage land. This
doing
sucks.
Teenage things.
And Sammy's just sitting there, you know, hanging out. Oh.
Erin at one point was like, she told me that HUD came up and was like, hey, you know, do you want to like just relax and I'll follow Sammy?
He said that.
He said that.
And then what happened?
Erin was like, maybe not right now. Appreciate it.
She's like, you're not Owen. You're Hudson.
So y'all, he's fast. And the thing is, you look away for a half a second and he's gone.
You should have said, he's fast and you're not.
I think that's what she did say. But no, she was like, listen, if we were anywhere but this really open public space where he can just go anywhere, yes, of course, please follow him.
At his birthday party or something.
If we're at Hibachi, by all means,
chase
HUD,
him.
This is your job.
Bye.
We're going to sit at the table. You make sure he doesn't touch anything hot, HUD.
Go chase Sammy.
But in a place where he could walk out of any given door and automatically be on the streets
that's
of Milwaukee.
True. Not as easy.
Not today, HUD. Mm-hmm. Not today.
You're right. Well, I just thought about it last night and I was getting sad thinking about it. And I was like, oh, my boys are getting so old. They don't even, it's like that teenage, I don't want to hang out with my family.
They don't even like you anymore.
They don't even go here.
They don't.
They don't.
And they definitely don't know you.
Oh, man.
In public?
This sucks.
Those boys are about to start denying you, G.
They better not.
Y'all going to be out in public and be like, Allie, are these your boys? Gone.
They better not.
Gone. Before they know, gone. They're not even going to be going out with you in public. I hate to say it. Get used to it.
Well, have you seen them lately when I tried to take a picture and they're like, no. Ugh.
I got maybe the
everything is a nightmare.
I'll tell you what I feel like I did. I feel like I got the last cute family photo of you guys in here for O's birthday the other day.
You did.
Because that's the last. After that, there is going to be really.
It's going to be awkward teens.
Really awkward
teens. That they're in pictures.
Don't touch me. Get away from me.
Ooh, mom.
Mom. It's a wrap. I got the last cute picture of y'all. You're welcome.
And I'm even getting.
Frame it.
You know what I'm getting from Owen? The side hugs.
No.
I got a side hug.
Hey, okay, hold on.
I was pissed.
No, hold on.
I was like, you better hug me.
I think there's a conversation here.
Okay, good.
So what is this with the, no.
The side hug. He tried to give me the side hug, and I was like, you're going to hug your mom.
Not your mother. What are the teen things that we did do that don't make sense, though? Because I remember trying to side hug my mom because I felt too big and I didn't want to be. I will always full on front hug my mama, man. From nowadays, there is no question that I'm going to give my mom the biggest bear hug I can.
Thank you. Hudson will still give me a bear hug. Owen does the side hug. Side hugging, bad.
Side hugging is bad.
What else? Ignoring your parents.
Not wanting to be affectionate with your parents in public.
You hate your parents when you're a teen. Think about it. Think about how you tell them, you're so mean.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you should. I'm saying it's hormones, it's age, it's immaturity, it's self-centeredness, it's everything we are when we're that age.
You want to know the worst thing for me? The one thing where I was like, I remember my teen years and I was like kind of, not disrespectful,
what?
But just, it feels rude nowadays.
What?
When I used to bring home or bring lunch from home, leftovers, bro, I was sitting there in high school, middle school even, eating salmon, rice. I'm talking about the good food. I was basically doing a filet mignon at school. And kids would be like, oh, why you eat? No, it smells like, why you got carne asada?
Did you
why
get you made fun of for having ethnic food?
For having ethnic foods,
yeah.
For having culturally, you know, balanced diets. Mm-hmm. And mugs would be like, dang, you got no sandwich, man, you ain't no pizza.
I hate kids so much sometimes. And that sounds horrible because I have two and I love them. But you know what I mean? Like, that's the kind of stuff where they just don't know.
But I remember going home and
getting
going,
made fun of.
And going, Mom, I just want a sandwich. Mm-hmm. You know, I just want to bring a bag. I just kind of want to like do what the rest of these kids are doing so they stop talking about it.
Did your mom then let you take a sandwich?
She did.
Good. That was good. At least you spoke up.
But I hated myself now for it, bro, because I wish I would have continued to bring the leftovers, the carne asadas, the salmon.
You were a kid.
What? Man, I was eating good then. Then I all of a sudden started eating random white bread with just...
Just cheese and meat? No.
Not even the deli meat? You got the boxed up one?
It's trash. Thank you. It's not even the good deli
meat. The
budding? You know.
The packet?
That's the stuff, the teen stuff, like the little things that I feel wrong for now, man, because I'm like, I wish I would have never.
Things you did as a teen that you regret. This is good. Okay, so Owen is just completely ignoring me. The side hug, rude.
He's going to regret that.
Telling your parents you need the regular sandwich because you don't want to get made fun of at lunch.
I regretted that.
All the dumb stuff we did as teens. 414-533-1037. The cool thing is, not only can you text or call us, you can leave a voice message on the app, now we learned.
BT Dubs, you can go ahead, download the Odyssey app and leave us a voice note.
Look out! 103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning!
Buenos dias, huepa.
Buenos dias. I have to say, I was just talking about how last night we came to visit you at 3rd Street Market Hall. You were out there for the Bucks, doing a watch party.
Yep.
And we were watching. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In the Bucks game, hanging with the fam, and I said I got sad because at one point I looked over at Owen and Hudson and they were just at a separate table. I was sitting with your mom and your sister and your wife and the kids, and the boys were just in teenage land, like screw all y'all.
At one point
I was so sad.
They were hanging out by me more than they were hanging out by you.
Yeah.
I'm Unk though, so it's like that. Don't be
cool.
Mad. Don't be mad, Mama Bear.
Fine.
Unk DZ is cool. It got the juice like that. Yeah.
Of course he wanted to hang out with you.
Yeah,
man.
I'm teaching them gang signs in the corner. Yeah. What? Jokes. Gangs are bad.
Good luck teaching them that, because Hudson sent me a picture of Owen sticking up his pointer index finger the other day, and he goes, look, Mom, look, he's trying to flip me off.
These kids are so innocent.
I said, Hudson, it's the wrong finger. And he goes, yeah, but this is the intention. I go, Hudson, he's screwing with you. He knows the right finger.
It's the intention, though. Hey, that pointer finger could also mean, you know what I'm saying?
Hudson's like, but he meant.
If you flip it fast enough, you catch somebody looking.
Well, I said that one of the things I don't like is that Owen's giving me the side hug now that he's becoming a teenager. And you said your mom asked her to give you a different lunch because she used to send you with like Colombian food in your lunch and you were embarrassed.
Yeah, I was. And I'll admittedly say I was wrong for doing that. Mm-hmm. I was wrong for giving my mom the side hug in that regard. Man, and those teen things that I do regret, that's one for sure.
Yeah. So our lives are changing. Amanda, though, is calling from Racine.
Amanda,
our girl. Amanda! Yes!
Boom!
Amanda, were you mean to your parents when you were a teenager?
I mean, I had my moments. But honestly, what I regretted is that when I was in school, I used to... I'm sorry, my kid's talking to me.
We have kids,
good.
Actually. We understand. We have children, so totally get it.
Yeah, so I used to give away my pizza Lunchables because I wanted to be liked by all the kids back in the day.
Wait, she did the opposite. She gave away the Lunchable?
You weren't
everybody...
even training?
Yeah.
What?
I know. My husband used to give away... He used to actually make some money off his food. I'm like, damn, I could have made some money.
For real, though, you could have definitely been making some bread. I used to slang mine for like... It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Like a dollar.
Amanda!
I know. I wasn't smart. smart back then. I am now.
Aw. Well, thanks for admitting your flaws, Amanda. Yeah. That's so, all we can say to that.
The one thing she regrets is giving up them Lunchables for the free.
Pretty much. Okay, we'll allow it, Amanda, because it was meant to be nice. Your mom's mad. Your mom doesn't appreciate all the money she spent on the overpriced Lunchables.
She never knew I did that, so.
She does now.
Yep.
I'm Jed Lapinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.